On the domestic front, the Bush administration issued sweeping new rules for managing the nation's forests this week. They give local supervisors a lot more discretion developing forest management plans. One of the first places to feel the impact of the changes will likely be the Coronado National Forest in Arizona. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The Coronado National Forest stretches over 12 mountain ranges in southern Arizona and New Mexico. 1.7 million acres of what are called sky islands, diverse and delicate ecosystems above the Sonoran Desert. Parts of the forest have been ravaged by wildfire in recent years, and Coronado spokeswoman Gail Ashenbrenner says the landscape in those areas has changed.
We notice differences in not just the plants and animal patterns, but also people use patterns as well.
But the forest management plan dealing with wildfire and other issues has not changed since 1986. The Coronado will write a new plan next year under new rules. Ashenbrenner says that should take 2 or 3 years instead of 5 or 6.
We're going to spend more time on the ground monitoring and doing adaptive management than sitting in an office and creating a better piece of paper.
Under the old rules, managers of the country's 155 national forests would get public input, draw up 5 or 6 alternative plans, then pick one. The public would then be able to appeal. The new rules follow what's called a boardroom approach. The public, loggers, miners, hikers, environmentalists, comment only at the beginning of the process. The forest manager then writes one plan, no appeal. That reduction of public input worries Brian Nowicki, who specializes in endangered species protection with the Center for Biological Diversity.
That input and all that paperwork is how the views, ideas, values of American public gets brought into the process of planning what happens on our forests and in the environment.
In fact, the entire forest management plan used to be subject to environmental review. Under the new rules, it's not. Instead, some environmental review must be done for each project, tree thinning, road building, habitat protection, in every locale. Nowicki says that means a lot more work and money for environmental watchdogs trying to make sure a forest isn't damaged bit by bit.
The protections for wildlife, for old growth, for water in the individual forests is going to have to be fought out project by project instead of ensuring that the standards are put into the forest plans.
Environmentalists we spoke with say they have a good relationship with the Coronado's management. That may be because there is little logging or mining. But there is a lot of recreational use. The forest is a favorite place for hikers, campers, and off-roaders to get away from the desert heat. For years, a group of off-road vehicle enthusiasts, known as the Tucson Rough Riders, have been trying to gain increased access to forest land. We reached Rough Rider President Chris Richardson in his vehicle to ask him what he thought of the new rules.
I think it's a great thing. The forest management needs to be left with the Forest Service and not divided up between the environmentalists, the courts, and everyone else that want to meddle into it.
Richardson says he has full confidence in local forest management to write a balanced plan. But several national environmental organizations are threatening to take the new rules to court even as they're being implemented. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.